All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Journey Footballers Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 4, and today we have our good friend Tariq from AYD Football with us.
Yo, what's going on, man? Happy to be here. Happy to speak to you guys.
Yeah, man, we're happy to have you on. So just to start off, obviously your name, your age, and where you're currently at and your position.
All right, cool. My name is Tariq Ali. I'm 22 years old. I'm a striker. I'm currently living in Durban, South Africa right now, and I play for a club called Sydenham Barnsley FC in my city.
Awesome. So if you could just give us a little background of how you kind of got into the game, how you got to where you are now, your youth in football, if you will.
Okay, cool. Okay, so basically with me, I've played football like my whole life, but I've only actually been in the team setup since about the age of 14. I was kind of a late bloomer in that regard, so I started a bit later, but I got into the fold around 14, 15, and I've been in it ever since.
Awesome.
So what's like your career looked like so far? Like, obviously you said you just started getting into teams at age 14. So before that, were you just like playing like street football with your friends or?
Yeah, basically I was just playing street football, playing football at school. I was stuck in this thing of I wanted more, but I didn't know how to exactly, actually get it. And right. Only around the age of like 14, 15, I realized, okay, no, if I want more with football, I got to join a team. I got to be, into my training, into my diet. Mm-hmm. And that's basically when all the pieces started falling together and it put me on this journey that I'm at right now.
Right, yeah. So that was going to be my next question. Have you always wanted to be a professional? And, like, if so, like, when, like, was there a certain moment that you decided to, like, commit to, this journey?
Yeah, basically, I wanted to become a pro, like, my whole life. The only thing is I kind of had this thing of, it's going to be easy. I'm just going to join a team. One day I'll go for a trial and, I'll make it. I'll become a pro. It's going to be easy stuff. And then I kind of went on the Spurs training camp type thing, and when I saw other players breezing past me when I was defending them, I missed a good few chances. I realized, no, I gotta work.
So right,
I finally decided, I would say at the age of 16, I decided, no, I'm going full into the basically the journey of becoming a pro footballer.
Good
awesome stuff. Yeah, that's really good. So obviously, now we're in the middle of a pandemic. So take us through kind of what you have been doing to stay sharp, stay fit, and just really how you have adapted to this world change. I know you live in South Africa, so just tell us what it's kind of like there and stuff.
Okay, I'll start off with our procedure for dealing with the pandemic. Basically, we've been in a nationwide lockdown, which means that you couldn't leave your house, or basically you could only leave it for essentials. So, buying stuff at the store, then you come straight back home. So we've been dealing with it with levels. So we are currently on level 4, but we're going to level 3 tomorrow, which means that we open up slowly by slowly, stuff is, happening. Kids are going back to school. You can exercise time. So for me, mainly the challenge has been to try and get fitter and sharper at home with the little space that I have. But it's worked out fine because for me, basically, before this pandemic, I've always trained in my yard, always looked at ways of improving in that little small space. So it's helped me. And in terms of my training, I'm a big believer of listing strengths and weaknesses down. So I build every session that I do, it's built around sharpening my strengths, but focusing a lot on certain weak points in my game, whether it be in the gym, you know, improving fitness, maybe
Right.
a technical skills. But basically, every session is designed. And my whole aim during this pandemic has been basically to work on every single weakness that I can so that by the time football comes back, I'm twice the player
Yeah.
I was before the pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think for everyone watching, that's a great way to look at this. It's an opportunity to work on your weaknesses and really hone in on the things that you need to improve.
Yeah, and also work on the things that you couldn't work on, you know, when it was quote unquote normal. So, yeah.
Yep. So are there like fields open and stuff in South Africa?
From tomorrow, actually, yeah, we can go to fields, we can train at fields. But before this point, when it was level 4, which lasted for about a month, you could only train at 6 to 9 in the morning. So you had to go to a field at 6 to 9. And for me, that wasn't actually possible because I was in the month of Ramadan. So I was
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Around waking up in the morning, eating, all of that stuff. So I couldn't actually train at that time. But now, like, luckily, fields are opening and all of that. So I can be hitting a few sessions on the field, maybe going to some open gyms. But of course, taking the necessary precautions and procedures and all of that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So could you just say, take us through a typical day in your life, like right now, or a typical day in your life, you know, before quarantine, whatever you want.
Okay, before quarantine, I would wake up around between 7 and 9 a.m. Getting some breakfast, you know, basically just chill, start working on some stuff. With me, I'm a firm believer of doing smaller things in the morning and then slowly breaking down those small tasks and getting on. So I put on a series of 9, work on some programs, work on my content. When I have all that ready, I'd move on to the bigger tasks. Now, before the pandemic, I was working 2 jobs plus studying with the football. So if it was like, for example, on Monday, I had to go do my personal training job. So I'd make sure that I do a technical session. And then straight after I come back from my training job, which was around 5 to 7, straight after that, I'd go to team training. And then my day was done. On a Tuesday, I had coaching. So with the Tuesday, it was a lot more open. So I coached from 4 to 6. Straight after that, I'd have a technical session. Then I'd just chill for the rest of the night. But earlier in the day, I would have a small gym session. So I'd be getting best of both worlds every single day. So before the pandemic, I was going in about 2 sessions a day for 4 days a week, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So how has that kind of altered now that, you know, we're in lockdown and stuff like that? Have you gradually increased your training, or has it decreased? What would you say?
I would say to a certain extent it has decreased, because when I was going to my coaching job and my personal training job, I was walking there. So I was walking about maybe an extra, you can say, 1 or 2 Ks to 3 Ks every single day, sharpening up on some fitness. Of course, team training is better than usual training to a certain extent. So that there, I've missed out a lot on. But I would say that it's kind of balanced itself out in a way, because I have 1 session a day now, maybe a smaller walking or small jogging session, but my main session is a lot more focused. I don't have to rush thinking about, okay, I have to eat enough so I can go to, you know, my coaching job, be ready for my team training. So it's kind of, I would say it has gone down slightly, but I'm slowly evening it out as time goes.
Right.
Yeah, bro. I think the hardest thing for us too is the team trainings. It's the best way to improve as a player. And now that it's gone, it's just hard.
Yeah, it is hard, because especially because a lot of people aren't really disciplined in sense of if there's no team training, they don't really want to train on their own.
Yeah.
It can be
Yep,
a bit harder
exactly.
to train by yourself. So having the team training missing, it is sad, but you know, we just got to make sure we know what we're working for so that we get back into the team training, we're ready, we're not picking up small injuries and all of that.
Exactly.
We have something to
yeah.
work for.
Yeah, so switching topics a little bit, next question. What do you think is the most important aspect of a footballer, in your opinion? What do you think kind of separates the top players from the rest?
Mentality. For me, it has to be
agreed.
Mentality. The mind, I would feel, is the most powerful because any player can have talent, but to have the right mindset, like, I mean, we always say, you know, Ronaldo. But when you look at him, he's like the best example. Another one is Zlatan, that they have the talent, but they still growing. Their mental side of the game is so strong, and that's why they where they are. It's what separates the best from just the good or the average is the mind.
I totally agree.
I agree, bro. And also, just adding on that, I think like aggressive, which kind of goes hand in hand with mentality. I think the top pros, they're aggressive. They want to win. They have like a passion for fighting. And I think that's really what separates, you know, average player from a really good player.
Yeah, I agree with that 100% because a lot of, I would say, younger kids, and it's something I've suffered from when I was younger, is I wasn't aggressive. Like, I wasn't competitive.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be better than everyone else. I was just kind of in my own bubble. But now, if you want to be the
What'd you say, bro? You cut out a little bit.
Oh, I was just basically saying that to be the best, you have to want it. You have to want to be better than everyone else, to be competitive, to win every single battle on the training pitch and against the ops as well.
Yeah, one of the things, like, personally, I would say maybe, like, 2 years ago, like, I wouldn't get into tackles and I wouldn't be physical. I was a bit of, like, a weak player. I wasn't very strong. I would never, like, slide tackle. But, like, this past year, like, I love a good slide tackle. And, you know, it's all down to mentality because, you know, I'm not the biggest guy in the field, but I can still rough people up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, 100%. It's all in the mind once again because, I mean, we see, like, you know, a lot of players, like, one that can come to mind is someone like Kante or even Ramirez, two either former Chelsea players or player playing for Chelsea now. These guys are small, but in a 50-50, they'll rough you up. They'll push you off the ball to get to them.
Definitely, bro. Another great example is Aguero.
Yeah.
That man is... He's not very tall.
100%.
He's not very.
He's like 5'7". Yeah.
Yeah. He's just so strong.
And his mindset is crazy.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's always mindset. That's the main thing. Because I've seen tall guys like taller than me, but you can easily knock them off the ball. It's all about being strong in the mind firstly before being strong physically.
And you see. You also see players who have immense talent and who are these, like, prodigies and stuff. And then, like, you don't end up hearing about them. Like, you know, like, Hakim Mazur, he was supposed to be some wonder kid from AC Milan. And now he's, like, 24 or something, and he's playing in, like, third division of Italy. Like, that's just down to mentality, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. Sorry to, you know, actually butt in there. But like, basically, what younger players, when you get so much money and so much fame and you have so much talent at such a young age, it's hard to, you know, actually keep up with it. Because for us, it's different. We want it because I wouldn't say, you know, we're these super talented players, but we want it more than a lot of other players. And with these super talented guys, they just think that, oh, I'm better than this guy or this guy. I'm just going to get through it because I'm good. And life hands you reality checks real quick. being.
Yep. Cut out again. What'd you say?
Oh, basically, sorry. I was just saying that life hands you reality checks, that if you're complacent, thinking that you're talented, life is going to bite you in the ass, basically.
Exactly. And if you go through life, like, kind of like skating by with no real challenges or setbacks, like, it's going to be tough for you to deal with a challenge or a setback when you do get one. That's like eventually, that's oftentimes the downfall of those type of players.
Exactly, 100%. Because for me, I firmly believe when you look at guys like, for example, David Goggins or someone like that,
animal,
major struggle, you know, machines like that, the struggle has made them stronger. I mean, we look at all the footballers who've grown up poor. If you don't know struggle, as soon as struggle comes, then you're going to struggle. You're not going to be able to deal with that. So it's actually better to struggle in your career because you can grow from struggle.
Definitely. Yeah,
agreed.
So what's one piece of advice you would give to a younger player, or even you as a younger player? What's one thing you would go back, tell yourself you wish you knew when you were, you know, trying to become the best you possibly can be? Or if someone listening, if you want to tell them something.
Okay, if I could go back and tell my younger self something, I'd tell my younger self, get your ass off of the sofa, stop watching TV, and start working. I think that's the main thing. Like, you know, like people overthink working to become something, you know, and the main thing you have to do is just work. It sounds corny. It sounds like the boring answer, but you have to work. You have to work hard. You have to work smart. You have to know who you are as a person, what you want in life. So I think that's the main thing I would tell younger players, is know what you want in life. You can't want to become a professional footballer, but then every weekend you're going to a party, you're hanging out with you're eating lean and all that type of stuff. So it's like, you have to know what you want in life. If you want to become a pro, start putting the work in, grind, learn about the game, your body, diet, mentality, all that type of stuff. And that's the one thing I would say to all of the younger players who are listening, is focus on being the best, focus on sharpening up your mind and working on those things that I've listed before.
Yeah.
And you give yourself the best chance to become anything you want in life.
Yeah, that's great stuff, man. And now just to wrap it up here, obviously you have a football page, you know, preaching all the things that we've talked about here today. So just real quick, like what's the message you're trying to get across for your page, and like why you started it?
Okay, for me, I started AYB football when I was about, I'd say 19, actually 2017, when I just dropped out of college. I said in my mind when I dropped out that I wanted to become a pro full time. I didn't want to have the what can I say, pressure of studying something that I don't want to do,
right?
Because I clearly hate. I was skipping tests. I was just like, I wrote this one test one time, and literally I didn't know. I knew nothing on that page, but I was just circling answers. I was like, I don't even care. That's when from that time, I realized I can't do this. I'm just going to be wasting my life, and, you know, more importantly, I'm going to be wasting money that my parents are paying to put me through the schooling. So I just said, you know what, rather just drop out. And then I left, and it was around fasting month in 2017. Around, I think it was 20th of May, I started AYD football. I was just basically trying to get advice to, you know, younger players, show them my drills, my mentality, my, you know, advice, all of that type of stuff, to help them on the journey of the stuff I've struggled with. And I've built it basically into what it is now. And now my main focus is just helping younger players sharpen up their mentalities and help them build that side of the game. Because I feel Like building yourself technically is a lot easier than building yourself.
100%.
And so I can be the one that can guide them to help them become mentally comfortable.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. So that wraps up the episode. Thank you, Tariq, for coming on with us.
Welcome. It's been a great experience.
Guys, he has an awesome Instagram page, so please check it out.
Hit him up at AYD Football. We'll put it in the description for you guys.
Yep. Thank you, Tariq, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.